Please welcome to the stage, Fern Brady.
Hello, Sydney. I had my first controversy in comedy in the last year. Now, it started in the UK when I was doing material about a political party called the DUP. Don't expect you to know who they are, but their leader is a stone-butch lesbian called Arlene Foster. She hates gay people, and she doesn't seem to know she's gay yet. I did material about her saying this on a little-watched British channel known as BBC One. Passed all the legal checks, I thought I was in the clear. And then 2 days after the broadcast, I saw a newspaper story saying, DUP demand apology from BBC over comedian's gay jibes. Oh, they meant this guy. I was very excited. But then my agent, he's always trying to control what I post on Facebook and Twitter. He said, don't get into an argument. They're not messing about. They'll shoot your kneecaps off. I went on Twitter. I put up a link to the article and I wrote underneath, I will apologise to Arlene Foster as soon as she licks my vag and looks disgusted. Case closed. Put the laptop out the room. You wanted a fight, you've got one. Now, the only thing that bothered me about this whole debacle was a guy tweeted me, furious at me, a gay guy, saying, how dare you say this about this politician? You can't say that she's gay just because she's a homophobe. Butch lesbians are never a punchline. Stay in your fucking lane. I was like, oh, stay in my fucking lane, shall I? I've never been so happy to reply. Hands shaking. I was like, mate, if you're implying I hate butch lesbians, someone needs to tell all the butch lesbians I've dated because I'm a bisexual. All game, set and match. Now, I don't want to come out as a bisexual man. Scotland is barely on board with smashed avocados, never mind alternative sexual orientations. And nobody likes a bisexual, right? A big part of being one is constantly being told you're not one by gay and straight people. So for years, I just thought I was a straight woman that pumped a ton of women. Never thought of myself as bisexual. I just thought I was a legend. It's hard to prove that I don't hate butch lesbians right here, right now on Twitter, because I go out with a man now, and as soon as you're a bisexual saying you go out with a man, I can just feel straight people in the room going, good, good, she's been restored to factory settings. Good. But young people are very progressive now. A lot of younger people at my gigs, they see sexuality as a spectrum. They call it queer. They call it pansexual. I think it's great. And I says to my wee boyfriend, now people think of it this way. Could you be anywhere else on the spectrum of sexuality? And he replied honestly. He said, I've thought about it a lot, but I honestly don't think I would like to suck a dick. I was like, Connor, no one likes to suck a dick. It's just polite. Yeah, always at least one woman claps at that. Do you know why? Because her jaw's too sore to laugh. Women are too polite sexually. We do a lot of stuff to be polite. Like, why does no one ever say, ever, that jizz is the most disgusting substance in the world? I don't want to sugarcoat it. I do. I wish I could. Instead, you just have women trying to improvise their way around it. From school, girls would be like, oh, if your boyfriend's jizz tastes disgusting, just get him to eat pineapple. Why are we trying to flavour it like it's cupcakes? You'd always have one male friend that would be like, well, the thing is semen is actually good for you. It's full of minerals and amino acids, so it's good for you. Yeah, so's Barocca, and that comes in a pineapple flavour already. I mean, period blood has loads of iron in it. I've never said to a guy, baby, you're looking kind of anemic. Bon appetit.
Thank you. is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
I got it. Yeah, there you go. That's the ballad of Dwight Fry from Alice Cooper. And you're listening to me, Liam Bourke. And where am I? Yes, I'm on the Liam Bourke Show for another week of madness and mayhem. And as I said, you never know what you're going to get here. See, just like that one from Alice Cooper. And lots more besides. And yes, even some Mama's Boys from back in the early, early days. Lots to come on this show. And if anyone out there fancies a request each week, or if you have a list of songs you like to play, I'd only be too happy to play them for you. And with the weather picking up again, so it's making everyone in great form. Even got up this morning and heading out the door at 6 o'clock and it was 17 degrees. 17 degrees in Ireland, which, let me translate it for the guys over in the States, is 17, 24, it's about 64, which is pretty good. What do you call it, in September for us. You usually get good weather when it goes back to school, the kids. But don't always. And we were getting a wet July, so we were pretty pissed off. And August was just a little bit bigger, better. But September starting off good, and hopefully it'll stay that way for the next while. I think tomorrow, over the next couple of days, it's given 25 degrees. So it'll be fantastic. Oh yeah, and look out next week. I'll have photographs up from I'm heading to Northern Ireland Comic Con, dressed as Mr. Juicy, the zombie. And I'll have pictures of that up as well. So that's coming up too. Lots and lots more. And just looking at the temperature here on the computer. And it's 20 degrees at the minute. So, mental. That at, what we got now? We're at 20 to 7 on the evening. And it's already still at 20 degrees. Fantastic. No sign of the heat needed yet for another while. And I do hope it's the same wherever you are in the world. Here is the band with It Makes No Difference.
like the gambler says, freedom and greed in the dawn gon' rescue me no more. Without your love, I have nothing at all. Like an empty hall, it's a
yeah, there you go, the band, and it makes no difference. Now, just last weekend, early Saturday morning, we got word from Paul from the Pat McManus band to say that Pat's mum had passed away. So we tipped down on Sunday anyway to the funeral, and on the way back, and we want to say a big condolence and thoughts to everyone. To Molly, to Pat, to all the grandkids, to all the brothers, sisters, everyone. And now Valerie's up in heaven with John, who passed away 10 years ago. And on the way back, we were listening to some Mama's Boys stuff, and stuff that I'd really forgotten about, and I probably didn't hear it in a roundabout way. But I think Vinny then played a lot of stuff on the way back, and there was an album called Official Bootleg. And he played this track for me, and I really loved it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to play it for you guys out there today. It's Mama's Boys with Rock and Roll Craze. We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go, Mama's Boys and Rock and Roll Craze from Official Bootleg, and the album was out in 1980. Mama's Boys, go check it out. It's on YouTube, and do yourself a favour, have a listen. Absolutely fantastic. Now, we've still got our vinyl from the vault to come up as well. More comedy and more great music, like this one from 2020s, or 2220s. And here is Shoot Your Gun.
Love. Well, I just time to step back in time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show.
She said, boy, your luck is running out. She make me feel like a stranger in my own house.
I've been working all day and all night too.
Yeah, there you go. That's Foreigner on our vinyl from the vault this week with Stranger in My Own House. Yes, I love playing the vinyl because you can hear the crackling just before it goes on, and it's just fantastic. The only thing I don't like about it is the fact that I can never tell, because see, on the CD you can see a countdown, on the YouTube you can see a countdown, but on this the vinyl you just have to wait till it gets near the line and hope the best that you get it right. Anyway, Foreigner on vinyl from the vault, and if you have any suggestions from vinyl for the vault, I'll try and play it. Let's see how that goes. Anyway, let's just keep moving. Another track here on the Liam Burke Show, and here is The Dead Weather with Hustle and Cuss. Yeah, there you go, The Dead Weather and Hustle and Cuss. And if you were listening out there, you would have heard the vocals of Jack White. And Jack is a part of the band is composed of Alison Mosshart, Jack White, Dean Ferrata, and Jack Lawrence. They are a supergroup known as the Dead Weather. So go check them out. They're on YouTube as well. Lots more still to come on the Liam Burke Show. And here now is more comedy. And this time around, we've got Taylor Tomlinson's Grandma Has a New Boyfriend.
I found a roommate online because that's where the winners are. Yep. Not going well at all. We don't have anything in common. I found out she does yoga in her free time. Yeah, she came downstairs first morning like, Namaste. I'm like, Mufasa, whore, we're not friends. This is over right here. She's so healthy, you guys. Like, I asked her the other day what her favorite foods were. She told me cranberries, blueberries, and almonds. Like, dude, those are ingredients. Who hurt you? She's so positive, but like annoyingly positive. Like, you know those people that just like always see the glass half full and you're like, stop it. You know those? The type of person you don't want to go traveling with because anything that goes wrong on the trip, they're like. Well, this is an adventure. No, this is a flat tire in the middle of Phoenix, Becky. We hate you. This is why you weren't in the limo at prom. This right here. Yeah, I just found out that my grandma just started dating, which is disgusting. Oh, so gross. She's way too open with me about it, too. She told me she's going to wait until marriage to, you know. And I had to explain to her, like, you know you're not a virgin, right? Like I'm your baby's baby. The gift has been given. And she goes, no, it's really hard, Taylor, because I've never had sex out of wedlock, and it's difficult to wait, because I have a body, too. I'm like, never say that again. Wow. No, you don't. You're a floating head that makes me snacks. It's your job. She's dating this dude she met at Costco. I know, it sounds stupid, but, like, it totally makes sense, right? Because, like, Costco, you always leave with more than you expect. She's dating this dude, Frank, who's the worst guy. I'm trying to be cool with him. Like, I friended him on Facebook, even though he's got one of those creepy blank profiles with, like, no picture, and his interests are just, like, whiskey and flags. Like, it's weird. And he started commenting on all my posts. Like, I posted, I'm going to Hawaii to do a show, and he just wrote, stay safe, dot, dot, dot. Are you threatening me, Frank? Are you a cyberbully now? Good for you. People do give you way too much credit if you live that long, though. Like, my great-grandma kicked it a couple years back. Rest in peace. And my friend found out, and she goes, well, how old was she? And I said, well, she's 97. And my friend goes, oh, well, she lived a good life. I'm like, you didn't know that, broad. You don't know that. I think you're confusing good with long. Anybody who's been to a wedding knows that's not the same word. You gotta earn a good life. You gotta do some stuff. Like, Joan of Arc lived a good life. Martin Luther King lived a good life. Great-grandma Jean was a racist who never saw the ocean. She just lasted a while. And I ignore red flags. Like, my last boyfriend and I broke up because he used to do this really weird thing where he would tell me when other women hit on him. Like, he'd go out of his way to be like, oh, babe, I just want to let you know, girl at Starbucks gave me your number. I'm like, what do you want me to say to that, dude? Do you want me to fist bump you? Like, nice, bro. Oh, get it. Like, what? Do you want me to turn into Batman? Like, where is she? He's like, no, I love you. That's why I'm telling you this, because I want to be honest with you. I'm like, no, you're not. You're telling me this because you want me to know that you turned down the option of other people today. You want points for not cheating on me. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to swoon or something. Like, oh my God, babe. You honored the most basic term of our agreement? Thank you so much. This is like a Taylor Swift song. I'm so lucky. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love you. You're damn right.
We'll be right back.
animals cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I feel like I owe it. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch. This year I feel like I owe it together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather, and I find a place inside the lab. Separate the wheat from the chaff. I feel
yeah, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and Almost Cut My Hair. Mind you, I'll have to do that this week before I put on the mask, heading for Belfast for the Comic-Con Northern Ireland. And I'll have to make sure to cut my hair and have a shave beforehand, because there's nothing as pain in the arse as being in that thing and being irritated and itchy. And I was looking at some of the comments along the page, and everyone says drink plenty of water. And this coming Saturday, it's giving 24 degrees, so that's 78, so it'll be warm enough up in Belfast, and I'll have drunk plenty of. The only thing is, I have sleeves, which are called hand sleeve. Trying to have a pee in that, it's just going to be a pain in the backside. Anyway, I'm sure we'll get over it. I won't give you too many more of them details. Here is Diamond Head and Am I Evil?
We'll
Yeah, there you go. That's Diamond Head. And Am I Evil? Yes, I am. And if, the astute among you should know that Metallica done a version of that as well. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Now, it's a couple more tracks before I finish off this week. But as I said, each and every week, you are encouraged to send me a list of your songs if you want. That's only if you want. And I'll do my best to play them here and maybe something on the vinyl from the vault section. And many, many more besides. And any, even if you just want to give a shout out to someone, why not do that? Or a birthday wish, why not do that too? Here is Steely Dan with Midnight Cruiser. Yeah, there you go, Steely Dan and Midnight Cruiser on the Liam Burke Show. Just one more song before I get out of here, but I want to say thank you for joining me this week, and hopefully I'll see you all again next week in the same place, same time. And as I said, anyone wants requests, just send them on in and I'll do that for you. That's me, Liam Burke, signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Until next week, take care of each other and stay safe. Here is Leonard Skinner, The Needle and the Spoon. Take it easy. See you all soon.
Wasn't me.